Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Lauren Ditzler with Warren County Hometown Pride about Indianola's Iowa Great Places designation application.
Indianola is being considered as for the Iowa Great Places designation. First of all, what is the Iowa Great Places designation and what does that mean?
Well, Iowa Great Places is a statewide program, and it's run through the Department of Cultural Affairs. It is a program that recognizes places in the state that are great, either a community or sometimes they do it for a neighborhood or a smaller area as well. And so it recognizes these places, and also if you are designated as an Iowa Great Place, you have access to apply to certain funding opportunities that are just for great places, and also some other resources they offer to those communities as well.
Well, there was recently a tour of the town that was given, so kind of talk a little bit about that tour and some of the preparations that were made for it.
Yeah, so we were fortunate to advance to the final stage of the process of trying to get designated as a great place. The last stage of the application process is to do a site visit, and we had people from the Department of Cultural Affairs and from the Iowa Great Places Board come to visit Indianola. And so, of course, we wanted to put our best foot forward. So we wanted to make sure that they saw some of the great things about Indianola. So we took them down to the square. We took them through the Simpson campus. We took them to Buxton Park. We took them to the opera headquarters. And we also had them have a little bit of a hot air balloon experience. The weather did not allow us to actually put up a balloon, but we got one of the pilots to come with the basket, and they got to get in there, have a photo op, and even press the lever to ignite the flame that blows up the balloon. So that was a lot of fun. So yeah, we got to show them. We couldn't show them everything because we only had a couple hours with them, but we got to show them a few of the great things about Indianola.
Well, I know one of the difficulties of this, and, you know, I've kind of been involved in some of the planning process of this, has been what do we focus on? Because as residents of Indianola, we feel like everything is great, but, you know, we kind of have to showcase certain things. So kind of talk about what was focused on and what you wanted to present to Iowa Great Places.
Yeah, you're so right. There are so many things about Indianola that are great and we're celebrating, but we did try to narrow it down a little bit about the things that we thought made us most unique and different from other communities. And during the process of getting ready to do this application, we did created a vision plan. We did that simultaneous to the comprehensive plan process, so we took a lot of the input from that. And through all of those conversations, there were a few things that rose to the top in terms of what people felt was most unique about Indianola. And so some of those things were our cultural opportunities, like the balloons, of course, the National Balloon Classic, and having the National Balloon Museum here. That's something that we're really known for. Having the Des Moines Metro Opera here is definitely a unique cultural offering. And then all the things that are offered through Simpson and our local schools in terms of performances. The fact that we have Carousel Theater and the Concert Association, Indianola Concert Association, and other cultural opportunities was something that we focused on a lot. So again, those sort of arts and culture things that make us unique and stand out in Indianola. Another thing that we talked about was our educational opportunities. We've got Simpson here, and then our K through 12 schools are excellent. And so that's something that we're known for and we want to be known for. And that is something that people really value about Indianola. And we also talked about our parks and recreation and our just sort of our outdoor opportunities. We have a really great park system and trails here. And also we're so close by to some really great regional attractions with Lake Quabby, the Annette Nature Center, Somerset, et cetera. So we emphasized that, and we also talked a lot about just the small town feel and small town culture here in Indianola. That's something that came up time and time again when people said, what do you love about Indianola? What do you think makes it great? And it, you know, it's a town where people are really engaged. They really care about the community. One thing we shared a lot, an interesting stat, is that there are more than 75 nonprofit charitable organizations in Indianola, which is actually one for every 200 people. So we're clearly a community that really cares for each other and wants to do good things for our community. So yeah, there was a lot to focus on, but those are some of the things that we chose to highlight.
Awesome. Well, obviously great to hear as well. One final thing is, this isn't just put together the application and see what they think of it. This takes a lot of hard work. So I know we can't mention everybody, but just kind of give us a brief overview of what went on behind the scenes to get this going before there was even kind of walking through the tour area and cleaning up the street a little bit. But this was, months in planning.
Yes, absolutely. It took a long time, and I won't attempt to name names because there were so many people that helped us and really appreciated that. This process started actually more than a year ago, when the city council asked if Hometown Pride could lead a process for getting us to apply for Iowa Great Places. And as part of the application, you're required to create a vision plan, which takes many months to do. And so, like I said, we took a lot of the input in the public discussion that was going on with the comprehensive plan, but then we also had our own meetings to talk about what we wanted to put together as far as goals and objectives for the future of the community. And many, many people helped out with that. We had more than 20 organizations represented in terms of the people who were advising the process and helping out with that. And so over several months, we got that together. It went to council. They approved it. Again, like I said, a lot of it was in sync with the comprehensive plan process that I know a lot of residents participated in. And then we also, in just getting ready for this site visit, the Hometown Pride team went around and cleaned up the square, pulled weeds, picked up trash to make sure that it looked its best. And we had a lot of people participate in the visit. On the day of, we had representatives from the city and from local organizations, and just tried to get a really wide representation so that the people visiting could see that we were a community with a lot of things going on and a lot of great leadership in many different areas in the community. So again, I wish I could name everybody's name, but like I said, there's like probably 40 people I could name that really helped out with it. We had a lot of help.
Once again, that was Lauren Ditzler with Warren County Hometown Pride discussing the Great Places designation application for Indianola. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.